Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the studio gym where excuses never apply, it's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, welcome back to another episode of Superhuman Radio. During the first half hour, I'm going to be joined by my co-host, Dr. Jeff Galini, for Science for Humans. We're going to talk about Epsom salt. You know, there's some things you need to be reminded of every now and again. These are things that seem to work perpetually for every generation of physical culturists. Epsom salt is one of those things. We're going to talk about that. And then after that, we're going to be joined by Matt Hatoon to talk about a new business out there called WholeShare. They're making farm-to-consumer easier. No matter where you live, you're no longer in a food desert. Wait until you hear what these guys and gals are doing over at WholeShare. Amazing stuff.
This is Science for Humans with Dr. Jeff Galini.
Dr. J.
Hey, Carl. How's it going?
Fantastic, man. How you doing?
I'm doing awesome, man. Thanks.
It's true, right? There's certain things that stand the test of time, right? Creatine, B vitamins. These are things that we know from generation to generation. Liver tabs that I think you're going to reintroduce eventually. We know that these things seem to always work, but because they've been around so long, they're just not sexy anymore. We forget about it. And Epsom salt falls into that, doesn't it?
You know, it does. And, you know, a lot of people probably remember their grandma or grandpa, you know, soaking in it or doing something, as I did when I was a kid. You know, anytime you had an ailment, it was Epsom salts. But, yeah, you're right. You know, it seems too simple. It's inexpensive. It's sold, you know, everywhere. And people just kind of forget about it. And they suffer with all these ailments that are really easy to take care of.
Now, did you use Epsom salt when you were bodybuilding back in the day out at Venice Beach?
Oh, I sure did. I sure did.
Regular Epsom? Kind of,
yeah.
Yeah, talk about it.
Well, I was going to say, a friend of mine, I had gotten a Facebook message, Dr. Gaglia down in Venice, who him and I bodybuilded back in the day, and he's now has a big training center in Santa Monica, and he still you know, has people do this, which we're going to talk about later in the show. But his are, you know, athletes, models, people who have to do photo shoots. But absolutely, I used it quite often.
Why is it called Epsom salt? What is it?
That's a good question, and I'll tell you where that name came from. It actually came from this bitter saline spring over in Epsom in Surrey, England.
Oh.
And basically dip in this spring if they had all types of ailments, and there were all kind of miraculous healings and things taking place. And as time went on, you know, it was discovered that this spring had naturally occurring the mineral compound magnesium and sulfate, very, very high. And that's kind of what led to, wow, this is pretty cool stuff. But you know, that's kind of where it got its name.
They do that here, too. There's an area of Indiana called French Lick and West Baden. And back in the day, before airplanes, when people of wealth had their own train cars, they used to see kings, queens, dignitaries, presidents, gangsters would all go to West Baden because they have something there called the Pluto, P-L-U-T-O, Springs. And Pluto water smells so disgusting. It smells like sulfur, and it's got so much mineral, but they used to bathe in it, and the people would say that it would remove, people who had diseases would go there and bathe in these springs for the whole summer and go home well. The same thing with upstate New York, Saratoga Springs.
Yeah. It's interesting, you know, and I wanted to also say that, you know, Epsom salts isn't the same thing as sea salt or, you know, table salt. Even though it's called a salt, it's because typically when there is a mineral bound to some salt like sulfate, we just kind of classify it as a salt, but it's completely different. Mm-hmm. Now, there is some benefits of seawater. You know, when I used to bodybuild, I used to like to get into that seawater. Getting that salt, you know, just helps to tighten the skin and stuff up, but yeah, completely different.
Okay, so now we know where Epsom salt comes from. So you said it's basically magnesium sulfate, right?
Correct. That's what it is.
So why is this so magical?
You know, what makes it magical is it has a drawing property to it. When you get into a warm bath or a spring, you know, typically they're a little bit warmer in some of these areas, you're going to create a reverse osmosis process, which means this will draw out anything that is, you know, subcutaneous, toxins, poisons, inflammation. It actually draws it out. When I was a kid, this is what my grandpa and grandma used to do. If you had, boy, a sprain, a cut, anything, they would soak you in Epsom salts because of that drawing property. So, number one, it draws those toxins out, but then it reverses where the skin is very porous. So, again, things can come out, but things can go in. Then it, your body will actually start absorbing those two minerals, magnesium and sulfate, which then you got all the benefits of what those two things do.
And what are some of those benefits? I mean, we've learned a lot about sulfate. It's, you know, it's
right,
it's dramatically missing in our environment and our diet, and we're starting to understand a very important role it plays in detoxifying the body or allowing the body to protect itself against toxins. But what's the magic of magnesium and sulfate independently?
Well, you look at magnesium, I mean, it plays a role in over 325 enzymes and processes in our body. It helps improve muscle and nerve function, reduces inflammation, improves blood flow, and then oxygenates the body. So, I mean, it's such an important mineral that is crucial to our daily health. And, you know, we've done shows on magnesium. And, yes, you get it from your foods. You can get it from supplementation. But this is another way to draw it into the actual area. Now, as you said, you know, sulfates, I mean, they're really important. And, you know, that's probably things that we are lacking as Americans especially. But they're necessary for building healthy joints and skin, mm-hmm, nerve tissues. So, again, it's very important to kind of keep that sulfate balance where it needs to be and regulated.
Now, you can pretty much buy Epsom salt at any drugstore. Should you just buy any Epsom salt, just grab whatever bag willy-nilly, or are there different qualities, grades? What should we look for?
You know, what you don't want to use when we're talking about Epsom salts, it isn't those tutti-frutti bath salts, you know, that have fragrances and stuff in it. Don't use those because, again, remember, whatever is with Epsom salts, it's going to draw that into the system. That stuff is poison, you know. So you got to be careful with what you do. The same thing is, you know, you don't want to use soap in an Epsom salts bath. But for the most part, yeah, it's what you buy at the pharmacy. It's relatively inexpensive. It comes in usually a half-gallon milk-looking type carton, you know, kind of the old paper
right,
ones.
Right, right.
And you just need to make sure that it says pure magnesium sulfate. Look at the ingredients. Make sure there's nothing else in there. Like I said, no fragrances or, you know, colors and dyes and things. That's it. I mean, it's basically all the same.
And fragrance, for those of you who are starting to understand this, the way they encapsulate a fragrance so that it stays in a perfume, in a cologne, or in a scented Epsom salt is they use phthalates. And we know that phthalates are they are androgen receptor blockers. They will attach themselves to the androgen receptor, and they can actually affect young male children and obviously adults as well. So you don't want Epsom salt with fragrance of any type. I don't care whether it says, oh, it's natural fragrance. Forget about it. Just get the plain old Epsom salt. Has no scent at all. Would you agree with that?
You know, I do. And when you look at, you know, some of the reasons why they promote, oh, you put lavender, it helps you to relax. You know, you put this in there, you put that in there. It's more of a selling standpoint. You know, again, you got to understand, you know, what Epsom salts is about and why that you don't want anything in there with it. So, yeah, I do agree. And normally those things are about 10 times the cost. You know, you get a little jar of it and, you know, it could be as much as $10, where a big old half gallon of Epsom salts is a couple dollars. I mean, it's really inexpensive.
So is there a proper way to make an Epsom salt bath? So here's what I do, and you tell me if I'm wrong.
Sure.
I put a lot of Epsom salt in my bath. I know that the Epsom salt I buy comes with a 1 cup scooper, and you're supposed to put that in your bath. But I believe more is better, and so I generally put 5 or 6 of those scoopers. Is that a mistake?
You know, I mean, not really. I mean, you know, there is a point where you oversaturate the water. So, I mean, I kind of have my recipe that I put together over the years. But, again, everybody could be different. So the first thing is, you know, warm water. And when I mean warm, as hot as you can stand.
Right.
Because, again, you know, a nice hot bath helps to open the pores up. And then depending on, you know, your age and your body weight is kind of what I have it tuned into. So for myself, I will use 2 cups per bath.
Okay.
I'd recommend, you know, somebody a little bit smaller, you know, under 200 pounds, about 1.5 cups. 6 cups, again, you know, you're really saturating that. You're not going to get a whole lot of that into your system.
So I'm wasting it, basically.
Yeah, it doesn't really give you much benefit. It's not going to hurt you. Now, the key is Epsom salts is really fairly instant. So, you know, I just put it over underneath the spigot as the water's coming in, and you just stir it with your hand or foot, and then you get into the bath. Now, if you're looking for a detoxification with it, you're going to need about 40 minutes, about 20 minutes to pull out all those toxins, and then about another 20 minutes for the magnesium and sulfate to go in. If you're just looking for, you know, you've got some type of a sprain or a bruise, again, you know, it's about a good 20 minutes if you just want to draw all the stuff out. So, you know, don't get in it, you know, 2-3 minutes and you're out. It really didn't do anything.
Right. And so most people don't sit long enough in a bath in general, in my opinion. Most people get in a bath, they wash, they do their business, and they get out. And the whole idea of a bath is to soak in it.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, that is my nightly thing. I just love, you know, soaking in the bath. I'll be in there for an hour, man. Come out like a prune, you know?
Yeah. And by the way, now that you said the prune, did you know that if you don't prune, if you notice that you're in a bath for 40 minutes and all of your skin prunes except the skin on your right hand, let's say, that's an early sign of a neurological degeneration.
Oh, wow.
So pruning in the bathtub, my mother used to say, you're done. You look like a raisin. It's time to get out.
Yeah.
Right? So, but that's a good thing. If you do that in water, that means that the nerves that are occupying the outermost portions of the skin are functioning properly. And if you don't get that waterlogged pruning, it could be the sign of some nerve damage in that area. How do you like that one?
That's a good one. And here's another thing. If you want to look at something else that you can do, I put a little olive oil in the Epsom salts because, you know, it's got good polyphenols, antioxidants. It's good on the skin. I've heard of some people adding a little bit of ginger or cayenne. Again, these are all things that are healthy that you would want to get absorbed into the skin, depending on, again, you know, what you're doing. But not, you know, a whole bunch of cayenne so you smell like a taco or something.
Yeah, there you go. All right, let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break. When we come back, let's talk about some of the things that used to be done with bodybuilders and Epsom salt. And I've got some tips for you, too, how to make a poultice with Epsom salt. So stay tuned. We'll be right back with more Science for Humans with Dr. Jeff Galini. Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains.
Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
If you take curcumin, you need to pay attention. The best curcumin on earth is metacurcumin. Metacurcumin is up to 277 times more bioavailable and absorbs over 6 times faster than standard curcumin supplements. Metacurcumin even outperforms those supposedly high-performance curcumin products. There's only one metacurcumin by Rev Genetics. You could save 20% off metacurcumin by clicking the banner ad at superhumanradio.com and use Superhuman Curcumin at checkout. If you want to help stop inflammation in its tracks, you need metacurcumin by Rev Genetics today.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Too much on your mind to fall asleep?
Oh, no.
It happens to all of us every now and then. Instead of counting sheep, count Sleep Factors, a naturopathic formulated blend that supports falling asleep naturally. No medicated numbing, no harsh interruptions of your body's natural flow. Sleep Factors work in harmony with your body and its natural rhythms, so sleep just happens naturally. Sleep Factors by Michael's Naturopathic Programs. You can find Sleep Factors and Michael's entire line of body-loving naturopathic formulations at your local health food store or online at michaelshealth.com. Practitioner formulated, practitioner approved. MadeByHemp.com sells the highest quality products derived from industrial hemp, raw oils high in CBD, tinctures, and salves. You can also get fashionable apparel made from industrial hemp at MadeByHemp.com. CBD is a constituent of industrial hemp that has no psychoactive properties, but has been shown to provide a variety of health benefits. Go to MadeByHemp.com today and take a look at all of our amazing products. Use the coupon code SHR to save 25% off your entire order. MadeByHemp.com, your one-stop shop for all things hemp on the web.
Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenadrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenadrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenadrex, the world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer.
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. PhytoForm has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. Don't hate us because we feel good.
Welcome back to Science for Humans. Okay, so you alluded to the fact that your friend that has the training facility, as well as yourself, had some special uses for Epsom salt back in the day when you were bodybuilding, right?
Yeah, you know, there's two uses. Number one, and this goes for, you know, anyone, just not bodybuilding, but any kind of pain and swelling, you know, bruises, sprains. So if I got injured or, you know, sprained, you know, a wrist or an ankle, Epsom salts. If my muscles were sore after a workout, Epsom salts. You know, sometimes when I was into running, my feet would get swollen, Epsom salts. But the biggest trick was about two nights before contest day, I utilized Epsom salts to draw the excess sodium, because again, it draws out toxins, minerals, and things. And it would help me to tighten up the skin and just get that paper-thin last little finishing touch. A lot of MMA guys and wrestlers also use it, again, to lose weight. You know, you're going to sweat a little bit. You're going to lose a bit of water. But again, as you lose sodium, this is where you actually start to decrease your body weight. But very good for getting rid of that subcutaneous water.
Now, a lot of people don't know this, and I'm going to tell my story about poultice. But a lot of people don't know this, but you can also take Epsom salt orally, right?
You can. You know, it's in a lot of supplements. You know, even on the box, one of the indications, I believe, is for constipation. So, yes, I mean, it is a mineral. It's safe to ingest orally as far and topically.
And as you point out, that it has this almost, it draws out fluid from the body when you soak in it. The way it works as a laxative is it when you take it orally, you end up with something called osmotic. Let me rephrase this. There's an osmotic process when you take it orally. It attracts fluid from inside the to the inside of the intestines, making it easier to pass whatever is blocking or whatever is constipating you. So it actually attracts fluid. It's really an amazing thing that way through osmosis, as you pointed out in the beginning of this discussion. It works that way if you take it orally as well.
Yeah, so there you go. You know, Epsom salt, something that's really simple. As you said, it's not sexy. It's not, you know, $89 a bottle. It's a couple, $2-3, but it really, really is effective, you
okay.
know, for any.
Here's a tip, okay? Some of the greatest athletes in the world are not human beings. They're horses. Thoroughbred
yep.
racehorses. More money is spent on keeping thoroughbred racehorses in the game than any other athlete in the world. And if a football player or a basketball player has an injury, they let him sit out the season. You can't let a horse sit out the season because they have a very, very short, effective span of competition. Epsom salt and something called buoy clay. You can buy a 50-pound bag of buoy clay for between $14 and $16 if you are fortunate enough to have a racetrack, a thoroughbred racetrack in your town. You can go to the local tack shop and buy it, or you can order it online. It's called buoy clay, B-O-W-I-E clay. It is a super fine, very unique form of clay that I understand comes from Bowie, Maryland, and it's bagged up, and it's used to make poultices with. What you do is you take equal amounts of Epsom salt and buoy clay and put them in a bucket or a bowl and add just enough water to make it like a pudding, if you will, and rub that directly on the injured area and let it dry until it wants to start flaking off. You may have to cover it with a shirt or a bandage or something like that, but you will see miraculous results if you've injured a muscle, you've injured a joint, you know, banged something real hard, bruised something. Putting buoy clay with Epsom salt on it will speed the healing process so much faster. It actually pulls the heat out of the injured area, reducing edema from the outside in. It's amazing stuff. Amazing stuff.
Yeah, it is. It is. I remember once in high school I had sprained my ankle during football season on a Saturday, and they said I'd be out for 6 weeks. I was playing the next weekend, and it was a really bad sprain. But again, it's just, you know, things like Epsom salts.
Amazing stuff. And so do you think a lot of bodybuilders back in the day would take Epsom salt baths to get that last little bit of fluid out of them to make them drier looking?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I found out about – I mean, I knew about the drawing properties, you know, from my grandparents, but I didn't realize bodybuilders used it till I actually went out to California. And I think it was either Fred Hatfield or Joe Weider or Tim Belknap, one of those guys, told me about it and said, this is what everybody does. So – quite a few of them did, you know. Like I said, we also utilized the salt water from the ocean. Was great, you know. You'd go get in the salt and get in the sun, and it's kind of like, you know, meat as it cures with salt. It helps shrink the skin down. But the Epsom salts was great for getting rid of that water.
You know, another thing, my dad used to tell me that when you have an open wound, go in. Now,
yeah.
This was true back then. This may not be true today with the way we polluted the oceans. But back then, my father would say, if you have an open wound, go in the salt water, go in the ocean, and stay in there for a while. It'll heal a lot faster. And it used to be true when I was a kid.
Well, yeah, I mean, you know, salt has, even sea salt has that healing property. It's a disinfectant. I mean, you know, so even though it's a polluted, I don't know if I do it now, but definitely when I was in California back in the 80s, it was a little cleaner then.
Yeah, you get in the water now in one of the Los Angeles beaches trying to heal your wound, and you may have a syringe stuck in you when you get out. It'll float up to you and pin you, you know what I mean?
So, but I would find some of these mineral springs, you know, they're a little bit cleaner, like you were talking about on the Midwest and East Coast.
Elisa and I go to West Baden at least once a quarter, and we get a Pluto bath. And they have these beautiful rooms set up with these old-fashioned, probably from back in the day, those same bathtubs. Big bathtub,
wow.
And they fill it up with this water. The water actually gurgles gas when it's coming out of the faucet.
Wow.
And there's the minerals around the faucet have built up over years. It looks like concrete. And they fill it up. It's hot, warm water. And you get in there and you sit in there for 20 minutes at a time. It smells terrible when you first get in there. But after a little while, the sulfur smell is so strong. But we do it about once a quarter. And I think it's a great thing. Even if it doesn't do magic for me, the whole idea that I'm spending some time paying attention to my body, you know what I mean, and trying to heal my body, almost like a ritual. But it's fantastic. It's still West Baden, Indiana. Anybody who lives in Illinois or Michigan, you can drive down to West Baden, Indiana, and get in the Pluto bath yourself. And people have been talking about it for hundreds of years there. It's been around for 100 years.
So. And like you said, you know, it's not going to hurt you. So, you know, even if it doesn't do what it does for most people, it doesn't hurt you. You always got some benefit from those kind of things.
Absolutely, absolutely. Okay, so anything else we want to say about Epsom salt, Dr. J?
That is it. You know where to get it. You can get it at, you know, most any pharmacies, grocery stores, I mean, health food stores. Everybody sells it. And like I said, remember, just get the plain, no scent, no sticks, nothing else in there.
Right.
That's what you want to use. And give it a try.
And obviously it's working for you because you're aging extremely, extremely well.
My wife always laughs at me because she'll see the Epsom salts up there. That she goes, what do you do with that? It's good for me, man. You know, it can still train. And you know, sometimes if you get a little too much sodium, sit in that bath, and it is really relaxing. There's something about sitting in a mineral bath, like you said, you know, whether it's Pluto or, you know, Epsom salts, it's just really relaxing.
Yeah. Maybe it harkens us back to the womb. Who knows? You know, the amniotic fluid. Who knows?
Yeah.
All right, Dr. J, we'll see you next week, brother.
Thank you much. Take care, everybody.
All right, we're going to take one quick commercial break. When we come back, we're going to talk about a new business out there that you need to know about called WholeShare. They are making farm-to-consumer a reality for people who live in food deserts. When you hear this, you're going to love it. Stay tuned.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
From the makers of GLC 2000, now comes Actistatin Pro Athlete. The Actistatin formula gives you all four forms of glucosamine and chondroitin, plus Actistatin's triple patented delivery method to optimize cellular uptake and utilization of glucosamines, chondroitin, ascorbate, and manganese. Regenerate and maintain cartilage, promote joint mobility and flexibility, replenish lost collagen. Get 20% off your next order using the coupon code SHR. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the GLC see banner ad today. Push the limits. Feel the difference with Actistatin.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
Nobel Prize-winning research shows telomeres are an important part of preventing cellular aging. Slowing down telomere shortenings promotes healthy cell replication and longevity. This is simple, folks. Supplement today with the longevity breakthrough of the century, Telos 95. Telos 95 provides the only scientifically validated telomere support ingredient in every capsule. Save 15% off when you use the code TELOS95. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Telos 95 banner ad. Age better with Telos 95, the cutting-edge technology that's a leap forward in the science of aging with research that was conducted by world experts on telomere analysis using worldwide patented technology.
The category killer is back. Mass Pro Synthogen, with results literally from workout one. You'll recover like you're a teenager again. If you've been pouring your heart out in the gym with little to nothing to show for it, you owe it to yourself to see the performance-enhancing and cosmetic effects it can make almost immediately. One user said, "I wish I could have tried it sooner. I just ordered 2 more bottles." And another, "The overall single best bodybuilding supplement I have personally ever used." Visit CoachRobRegis.com or PredatorNutrition.com to learn more today. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise with Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business.
Prime Nutrition is proud to present Max HP, their most scientifically formulated pre-workout supplement to date, now available in 2 great tasting flavors, Tropic Fruit and Raspberry. Max HP is the most ultra-premium pre-workout available and is made without any artificial colors, flavors, or dye. Increasing blood flow to heighten anabolic activity, Max HP is designed to meet the heightened metabolic needs of high-performance athletes. Visit PrimeNutrition.com and use coupon code SUPERHUMANRADIO to receive 20% off of your entire order. Go to PrimeNutrition.com today.
This is the Superhuman Channel. Evolution just got kicked up a notch.
Welcome back. You know, we have an epidemic today of disease and obesity that's completely avoidable. But first, 2 things have to happen. People have to truly understand what is really healthy food. And the second thing is then they have to have access to it. And quite frankly, the second thing is more important than the first, because there's a lot of people out there who know what is healthy food, but they just can't find it. I've had these discussions with Santori Davison, blogger and writer for several newspapers up in the Detroit area. He says, Carl, Whole Foods isn't coming in here. Trader Joe's, they're not coming in here. So even if we enlighten people on how to eat better, what ancestral diets are, how to make more intelligent decisions about what they should eat, how are they going to do that if they can't buy the food? And hence the term food desert has evolved. And there are a lot of food deserts all over the United States today. But there's a group trying to change that. My next guest is Matt Hatoon. How you doing, Matt?
Great. Thanks a lot for having me on, Carl.
And you guys really are on a mission here to give people access to the foods that they want, regardless of where they live. But this is an amazingly huge undertaking. It's so huge. How did it start? Like, where's the genesis of WholeShare?
Yeah, I'll give you a little background on how we got started. It's actually a company website founded by me and Peter Wu and Miriam Goldberg, my 2 co-founders. And we were all, we all went to Brown University. We all studied computer science there together. And after school, at some point, we were living in Providence, and we were part of a buying club there. And you may be familiar with this model. It's a model for buying food that
CSA.
Was popular.
A CSA, right? A CSA?
Well, it's kind of like a CSA. It's like a CSA in that it's a bunch of people organizing, grouping together their purchasing power. It's also sometimes just called like a small-scale food co-op, essentially like a food co-op.
Food co-op, okay.
Yeah. And, you know, we were part of this co-op or buying club, and it was, you know, a really great model. The key to the model is that it allows consumers to basically pool their purchasing power together and basically bypass grocery stores, like take retail or grocery stores or supermarket out of their supply chain and go directly to the wholesalers. So we're talking about, you know, letting consumers buy directly from the same wholesalers that are out there selling to natural food stores or selling to restaurants. And obviously, you know, there's a couple of huge benefits in that. The first is price. You know, you're taking grocery stores out of your supply chain, you're saving a ton of money. Like, you know, on average, Whole Foods on average marks up 55%.
Whole Foods is crazy. I look at fish oil and Vitacost and fish oil at Whole Foods. They're a block away from each other. And the Carlson's fish oil at Whole Foods was literally $27 more per bottle.
Yeah, exactly. And it's the same thing, right? So, you know, there's these giant markups. And then the other bigger piece is what you were touching on, which is really about access. These large natural food stores like Whole Foods, you know, they can't really go into huge areas of the country. Like, Whole Foods is really restricted based on where they can operate. They need to be in really large cities and wealthy suburbs. And so that leaves huge areas of the country out to dry. And that's, you know, Whole Foods can really only service about 15, maybe 20% of the U.S. population. So that just gives you a sense of how much of the population is out there unable to access a lot of this food. So that's what we really loved about this buying club model, is that it allows consumers in their community, in their area, to kind of pool their purchasing power and get the food they want into their community really quickly. You know, like you were kind of mentioning, these large natural food chains are really slow to respond to the changing demands, where people are learning more about eating healthy, learning more about the kind of food they want to eat, trying to change their eating habits, but they just can't get access to the food. And so that's really the problem we're trying to solve. You know, we were in this buying club, in this co-op, and we looked at it, we loved the model. The thing is about it is that co-ops are notoriously hard to organize and manage. You know, it's just a lot of people kind of writing checks back and forth to each other, ordering from physical catalogs from the distributor. So it's a lot of work to manage a co-op, and that's where we thought, you know, we can solve this problem. We can make a website that kind of makes this whole process a lot easier, makes it very streamlined, very simple, automatically aggregates orders from, you know, friends, families, and neighbors within a community, so that they're shopping directly from the wholesalers, but it's really a simple process, and it feels like they're just shopping for themselves. And that's the problem we really try to solve, and that way we can kind of bring this existing model that's already out there to new demographics and new people who've never even really heard of this model.
Now, the really unique thing about Wholeshare is while you give buyers both access and buying power, which they're going to save, literally. I mean, you know, when I was a young family with three children, we were spending more on trips to Kroger's than we were on our mortgage every month. We were spending an average of $1,400 a month at Kroger's. When I realized that, I thought, oh, my God, no wonder why these grocery chains are so popular, so powerful. You know, Kroger's here in Kentucky, twice a day, the money trucks come and pick up the cash twice a day. It's like it's like casinos, you know what I mean? And so not only are you leveraging buying power, but one of the other things that it appears that you are now really starting to do in a grander scale and growing every day is actually giving people access to perishables from farmers.
Yep, exactly. And that's really where we want to be. You know, what we're trying to do is really be a full replacement for the grocery store. So you can get the full selection of products that you would get, you know, if you go into Whole Foods. You know, you can get the perishable, you can get the non-perishable. And that's, you know, and like you said, a big part of that is kind of going directly to the farmers, directly to the farm co-ops. And that is a big piece of what we're doing.
So talk about how it works. So if somebody goes to your website, your website is wholeshare.com, right?
Right, exactly.
Okay. They go to your website. Do they have to pay for a membership fee?
No membership fee. You know, the way it works, the way we've really tried to design it, is that it's kind of similar to a grocery store experience. You shop whenever you want. You know, you don't have to yourself have an order minimum. You don't have to have a frequency. You don't have to have a membership. You don't have to have a subscription or anything like that. The way it works is what we really try to do on the website is kind of translate consumer behavior to wholesaler behavior. here. So when you come to the site, you have a regular website just like you're used to. You have your own cart. You shop for yourself. You just put the cart, the items you want in your order, and you just pay with your own credit card. But you're part of a group. So you can kind of see, hey, this is the group that I'm in. And your group has to meet an order minimum in order to get products delivered from wholesalers.
Yeah, but that order minimum is so low that one person could probably meet that order minimum by themselves.
Right, it is very true. So the order minimums, you know, depending on the supplier, they're usually, like, for most people, it's going to be about $330. Because when you come to the website, we'll connect you to the suppliers in your area. But for the most people, it's going to be about $330. And yeah, and that means you can select from 20,000 products from that supplier. So it's, you know, you're getting a huge selection of products from that supplier, and as long as you buy $330 worth of products, you can buy, you can buy by yourself if you want, or, you know, for a lot of our people, it is, you know, they'll split it with a couple neighbors, a couple friends, form a little group around it, but you can definitely do it by yourself.
And really, you don't have to, so the other thing I want to be clear about with people.
Yeah.
We're all so busy. Nobody wants to have to start corralling their neighbors. Hey, are you going to place an order this week? But the beauty of this is this. If you tell your friends about it, they will go there. And if they just order passively, they're already part of the group. You don't have to say, oh, well, you got to join the group. You got to be part of the group. Because, you know, like for me, when I first started buying raw milk, we were part of a buying group. So every week, we were like seven families. And every week we rotated who drove out to the farm and picked up the milk and brought it to their house. And everybody had to come to your house to pick up their milk. And it was fun in the beginning, but then it became a burden.
Right.
You know, that's not what WholeShare is. What WholeShare does is go to the website like you're an individual. Chances are there's a group already forming or there are people in your area that are buying now, and you'll become part of that group already. The other thing I want to make really, really clear to people. This is not a buying club like all the other buying clubs out there that are buying from the wholesalers and becoming the retailer. Instead of your local Kroger, they're saying, hey, you can save 30 to 40 to 50% off retail by buying from us. What WholeShare does is they connect you directly to the wholesaler that Kroger's buys from.
Right.
That, you know, Gristiti's buys from. You cut out the middleman. They don't become the new middleman.
Exactly.
You cut out the middleman. This is unbelievable, folks. The prices are stupid, stupid. When you look at these prices, you go, oh, my God. Like, that's what I could be buying that for right now? It's unbelievable.
Yeah, and that's exactly right. I mean, you see a lot of people out there right now saying, like, oh, you're getting wholesale prices. But they have their own warehouses. They have their own delivery or whatever. You know, they're adding a component on top of the wholesale. We're literally connecting you to wholesalers, so you're getting wholesale prices.
Your website acts as a clearinghouse,
right,
basically, of order processing. It's almost like an EDS system where people place orders, and the wholesalers get the orders, and the wholesalers ship directly to the end user, and there's nobody in between. This is unbelievable. We have to take a break.
Okay.
But everybody in the audience needs to go to this website, WholeShare, WholeShare.com. This has to be the future of the way you buy your products. You'll not only save money, but you'll have access to things that you don't have access in your local market because the guy who does the buying for your local grocery store doesn't want to order that, which is silly. You got to check it out, WholeShare.com. We'll be right back with more.
Dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn, teach, lead.
Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenadrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenadrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenadrex, the world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer.
Too much on your mind to fall asleep?
Oh, no.
It happens to all of us every now and then. Instead of counting sheep, count Sleep Factors, a naturopathic formulated blend that supports falling asleep naturally. No medicated numbing, no harsh interruptions of your body's natural flow. Sleep Factors work in harmony with your body and its natural rhythms, so sleep just happens naturally. Sleep Factors by Michael's Naturopathic Programs. You can find Sleep Factors and Michael's entire line of body-loving naturopathic formulations at your local health food store or online at michaelshealth.com. Practitioner formulated. Practitioner approved.
For the best in real-world, no-nonsense, result-producing, and effective strength training, muscle-building, and physical culture information, read Brooks Cubic's books and courses. Don't delay. Sprint on over to brookscubic.com and choose from more than a dozen of the best books and courses on the market. Brooks Cubic's training advice has been building strength, transforming physiques, and changing lives for more than 25 years. If you prefer ebooks, look for Brooks Cubic's best-selling courses at Amazon's Kindle bookstore. Show your support for Physical Culture Radio by going to brookscubic.com right now.
MadeByHemp.com sells the highest quality products derived from industrial hemp, raw oils high in CBD, tinctures, and salves. You can also get fashionable apparel made from industrial hemp at MadeByHemp.com. CBD is a constituent of industrial hemp that has no psychoactive properties, but has been shown to provide a variety of health benefits. Go to MadeByHemp.com today and take a look at all of our amazing products. Use the coupon code SHR to save 25% off your entire order. MadeByHemp.com, your one-stop shop for all things hemp on the web.
The category killer is back. Mass Pro Synthogen, with results literally from workout one. You'll recover like you're a teenager again. If you've been pouring your heart out in the gym with little to nothing to show for it, you owe it to yourself to see the performance enhancing and cosmetic effects it can make almost immediately. One user said, "I wish I could have tried it sooner. I just ordered 2 more bottles. And another, "The overall single best bodybuilding supplement I have personally ever used." Visit CoachRobRegis.com or PredatorNutrition.com to learn more today. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. Don't hate us because we feel good.
Внимание, дамы и господа, через несколько секунд выйдут на сцену в пулемете.
Welcome back. We're talking with Matt Hatoon. We're talking about wholeshare.com. So during the commercial break, I just started a group.
Okay,
this is how easy it is. You go to wholeshare.com, and it asks you if you want to – I forget what the very first page was, but basically I clicked the link, and it said, would you like – there's no. Oh, it asks you to find a group in your area. It said, there's no group in your area. Would you like to start one? There's no commitment necessary. I said, yeah. I used my Facebook profile to start my group, so that it'll probably reach out to some of my friends as well and let them know that I've started this group.
Right.
And then it said, put your zip code in so we can show you some of the wholesalers that supply to your area. And I clicked it, and it's like 950 different brands. I'm looking at it right now. I just messaged Elisa because we buy Dr. Bronner's Castile soap at Trader Joe's. It's $2.92 a bar. I'm almost positive that Trader Joe's sells it for $4 a bar.
Wouldn't surprise me. Yeah. Very possible.
It's like, this is just like the first hit. I'm just looking at some of these things. I'm like, wow, this is amazing. And again, it connected me with the wholesaler. It even says on their website, I went to the Honest Green Pantry.
Right, right.
They supply e-retailers and grocery stores with products.
Yeah,
now,
actually,
and I'm going to buy direct from them now.
Right. And Honest Green is actually a division of UNFI. So you're getting the same, you might be familiar with UNFI. It's basically, you know, it's the biggest natural food distributor in the country. They supply, you know, if you go into Whole Foods, 50% of the products you see come from Honest, from UNFI. So we're talking about the exact same products you get at Whole Foods.
Now, here's the other thing the question, right? Yeah. Everybody knows that when you order stuff online, you get great prices, but then once the shipping is added in, it's not so great. What about the shipping for these products?
Shipping is free. So when you get to the minimum, the $330 minimum, zero shipping charge.
That's amazing.
Yeah, it's all built in. And you're totally right. I mean, that's where a lot of sites kind of try to get you on the, you know, you get great prices and then at the end you check out with $20 shipping.
But I think where really a lot of these new sites get you, and I'm not going to mention any names, but there's quite a few of them now that are popping up.
Right.
One very, very aggressive one.
Yeah.
But, you know, they charge you a monthly membership fee. Now, they give you the free membership for 3 months to kind of get you into the program. But then, like, Elisa checked them out, this, and I'm not mentioning names, and it's like, wait a minute, these products are cheaper from other sources that we're buying now. Why would we pay $20 a month to belong to a club, to pay more for product and pay shipping on top of it?
Yeah. I mean, I think there's a lot of other folks out there right now that are kind of trying to figure out, you know, new models in the industry, but they're all building their own infrastructure. You know, there's people building their own warehouses, doing their own deliveries, which means their prices have to be higher than wholesale. You know what I mean? Like, they're building extra layers on top of the supply chain.
Right.
Whereas we're talking about going directly to the wholesalers. And, you know, we were talking about prices just before the break, and you know, we've done price comparisons with about 15,000 of our SKUs compared to Amazon, and we're 25% less on average than Amazon. So, you know, there's a lot of...
Than Amazon. And yeah. Amazon is always the cheapest on everything.
Right, exactly. I mean, so, you know, it's an interesting thing because the way we're doing pricing right now, a lot of stores, like grocery stores and like Amazon, they'll sell... You know, you're probably familiar with this idea of stores selling products as loss leaders.
Yeah, to get you, because they know if you buy one thing, you'll probably buy all the other things you need as well. Right.
Like, so for example, most grocery stores super discount their bananas. So they're actually losing money on bananas because people tend to go into grocery stores, look at the price of bananas, and then say that's a gauge for the whole pricing model of the grocery store. When the reality is, you know, they'll just sell them at a discount just to give you the sense that it's really cheap. So we don't do any of that loss leader stuff right now. So what that means is, you know, you might go on the site, you might see something on Amazon that's a little cheaper, but the reality is, on average, our products are, you know, we're giving you the exact prices we get from wholesalers, like, you know, the same level across the board. So when you come in, you might find some products that are cheaper on Amazon, but the reality is there's, you know, they're marking up a lot of other products a lot more.
Now, what areas of the country are you now still, are you doing perishables right now?
Right,
people who live in different areas of the country? Because I know that's a growing process right now.
Right, so that's a really great point. So the way we're set up right now is we have non-perishable products, 20,000 non-perishable products available throughout the whole country. And that's through this partnership with UNFI, where we're shipping products directly out of their warehouses. Like, via UPS, they're shipping them directly out of their warehouses. So that's available throughout the whole country. Like I said, 20,000 products, about 25% less than Amazon. And what we're doing, though, is we want to be, our ultimate goal is to have the full selection of the grocery store. So we're partnering with more regional and local distributors, like you said, and also some farmers, some farm co-ops. And we're starting in the Northeast. So if you go on the site right now and you join and you're in New York or New York State or New England or parts of Pennsylvania, New Jersey, those areas, you're going to also get connected with local fresh produce and fresh meat as well. And that's kind of the goal, is to expand throughout the country, get the fresh products available throughout the whole country. Right now, we're starting with the non-perishable stuff as kind of a backbone, but our ultimate goal is to have everything that's fresh and local as well.
So I have a farmer that I do business with that I buy beef, chicken, and eggs from, and they're amazing. Should I refer them to you so they can reach out to you and say, hey, we can service this region here if you need any of these products?
That would be great. I mean, that's exactly what we're looking for. Our goal is to, you know, expand via the non-perishables and then see where we get interest, talk to our group, see what kind of products they want, and work with the suppliers they know to get the products they want.
Okay, we all know, well, not everybody knows this, but anybody who's ever produced a product for resale knows that there's something called a MAP, the minimum advertised price.
Yeah.
Are you guys bound by the minimum advertised price when I go to wholesale? Is it really wholesale, are you honoring the MAP of a product and saying, look, we're not going to advertise this price any less than that, and if that's the case, can you guys do coupons so you can actually get it down below the MAP? Because I know that manufacturers, as long as you're not advertising below the MAP, you can sell below the MAP if you use a coupon or some sort of special offer.
Right, exactly. So that's a great question. And I would say, you know, MAP is kind of an issue for us because we're generally trying to sell products prices so low. But the MAP it doesn't affect a ton of our products. Like, I would say that maybe under 5% of our catalog actually has a MAP right now. But there are products, there's sometimes products that we can't show the price until you sign up. because of the map. Once you sign up, we can say, okay, this is the pricing. Sometimes we actually, we have once had a line that we just couldn't carry at all because our price was too low. They wanted us to just sell it at retail prices, and we said, no, we're just not even going to show it if we have to sell at retail prices.
Yeah, that's against your mission. Why,
right.
I mean, you can't do that.
What's the point? Yeah. So we have one line that we haven't even shown. And then other times, like you said, we can just say, hey, here's a discount on this product, even though it looks like this is the, you know, it looks like this retail price, but it's always on sale.
You know what would be the most logical thing for you guys to do? Do whole share pennies. So when they buy a certain product,
mm-hmm.
it qualifies for money to be put in their whole share account. So when they come back and order next time, that could be used as a discount. And that's how you can get the prices down closer to the wholesale without destroying the map.
Right. Right. So you're right. I mean, there's sometimes kind of things you can do to get around it, but that's exactly right.
Yeah, very, very cool. So how long has WholeShare been around now, Matt?
We've been around for about 4 years. So it's been kind of, you know, sort of an underground process for a while. But now that we have this partnership with UNFI, we're able to service the whole country. So we're really excited about, you know, getting more people on there now and having these products available to everybody.
Do you have any kind of membership goal drives right now? Are you looking to sign up a certain number of people every month or something like that, that we can kind of inspire people to jump on board, or any call to action that we have right now?
Well, you know, we're always just looking for people to start, you know, to get on the site, start new groups in their area. I mean, we kind of internally try to get, you know, 20 or 30 new groups, signed up every month, but it's actually been kind of ahead of that recently, but you know, I think we're just now basically coming out with these products that are available throughout the whole country, so we're doing a whole lot more kind of publicity and doing a lot more reach throughout the whole country. So
if I place an order with my group and there's four people in my group, does the order get shipped to each individual household, or does it get shipped to one place and then
right? So that, yeah, it's through usually a communal location. So it's either, you know, somebody's house, or you can get it shipped to your work. We have a lot of places that have it shipped to their work, or your church, or some place that's going to be convenient for everybody. And that's how you save, you know, is by sharing all the shipping costs.
But when it's shipped to one location, are the orders already broken out by this belongs to Janine Jones and that one belongs to Terry Wilson? Or do people have to go, oh, I ordered one bar of soap, that's mine. I ordered one, you know, brought.
Yeah, usually the way we have it set up is there's somebody usually in the group who kind of organizes that process once it gets delivered. So somebody will usually do that splitting process when the order gets delivered at the group location.
So this really sounds ideal for families to me. You know, if a mom, a dad, they got a few kids, everybody gets together and signs up because they're all going to see each other during the week anyway. This sounds to me like kind of like the friends and family program from one of the cellular companies.
exactly.
Create a group with some family members.
Yeah, exactly. You know, when you were talking about earlier sort of trends in the food space, people kind of learning more about the food that they're eating and trying to eat healthier and how that's growing. And I can't tell you how many times we see families, people who have just recently had children, and that's when they start to really think about their food. You know, start to think more about what am I eating, what have I been putting in my body, because now I've got to give this to my kids, you know. And so, yeah, we see a ton of kind of young families coming on the site trying to access better food because they're just starting to learn about it and starting to think, you know, sort of more healthy and more sustainable about their eating practices.
You know, and I think organizations that want to build engagement with their clients should start a whole share group at their location. For instance, gyms.
Yep.
You know, gyms.
We have a couple gyms.
Yeah, because you want people to come in and train. You want them to be healthy. You want them to learn about nutrition. Then start a whole share group at your gym and get gym members to sign up, because they're going to come to the gym Wednesday morning to do their cardio. They can pick up their food.
Exactly. It's like a community service. It helps make your service more sticky because people are coming in. You know, it helps people get in the door, you know, say, hey, come back. You know, you want to pick up your whole share order as well? Yeah. And then you come into the gym.
Yeah, that's a no-brainer. That's great. Okay, so the website is wholeshare.com, wholeshare.com. Go there and start a group. It's painless. And then let's see what happens. I'm hoping that. So now I started this group. How do my friends know I started the group if I don't tell them? Do you use social media, since I use Facebook to sign up?
Yeah, you know, you're going to have like a unique URL that you can share with your friends if you want, and you can do it right through Facebook. If, you know, there'll be a button on the, you know, once you're in the site, it'll say, you know, invite friends, and it'll say post this to Facebook, and you'll have your unique URL for your group, and people can go there and join, and it's a seamless process. And we sometimes, you know, we'll reach out to you and help you and say, hey, you know, this is how you do it. Here's a couple tips for getting people in your group, but it's pretty seamless.
This is awesome. I think people in the Superhuman Nation ought to start groups in their area, and let's give this a whirl, because I think that we all want to save money, that's for sure, but we also want to have access to products that a lot of times, I mean, I'm finding this out myself, you know, the buyer at this local Whole Foods, for instance, doesn't
right.
carry something that they supply at another Whole Foods because
exactly.
for whatever reason he doesn't want to buy that.
Exactly. And now you're going a step above and getting access to their whole catalog,
yeah.
what they're buying from.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
I'm going to buy from their buyer, so from their provider, so I'm not a hostage of his any longer.
Exactly. And then you take that to a whole other level where you don't even have the stores in your community. You know what I mean? Where you can't even decide what stores are available in your community. So it's really about improving that access.
The website is wholeshare.com, wholeshare.com. It's a fantastic opportunity to help people become healthy and have access to healthy food and do it at a cost savings as well. Matt, thanks for being on the show today.
Yeah, thanks a lot. And if your listeners, if they sign up, you know, and they let us know that they came in through Superhuman Radio, we can we'll connect them with all the best products, make sure they know all the best stuff that we think your listeners would love.
There you go. You'll get VIP treatment if you say
exactly.
you found out about it on Superhuman Radio. Matt, thanks a lot, man.
Yeah, thanks a lot. Great chatting with you.
Right, bye. All right, we're going to take a quick commercial break. We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio.
Nobel Prize-winning research shows telomeres are an important part of preventing cellular aging. Slowing down telomere shortenings promotes healthy cell replication and longevity. This is simple, folks. Supplement today with the longevity breakthrough of the century, Telos 95. Telos 95 provides the only scientifically validated telomere support ingredient in every capsule. Save 15% off when you use the code TELOS95. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Telos 95 banner ad. Age better with Telos 95, the cutting-edge technology that's a leap forward in the science of aging, with research that was conducted by world experts on telomere analysis using worldwide patented technology.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
From the makers of GLC 2000. Now comes Actistatin Pro Athlete. The Actistatin formula gives you all four forms of glucosamine and chondroitin, plus Actistatin's triple patented delivery method to optimize cellular uptake and utilization of glucosamines, chondroitin, ascorbate, and manganese. Regenerate and maintain cartilage. Promote joint mobility and flexibility. Replenish lost collagen. Get 20% off your next order using the coupon code SHR. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the GLC banner ad today. Push the limits. Feel the difference with Actistatin.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finest supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. WiseChoiceMedicine.net. CanSee Eye Drops. The name says it all.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at LivonLabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's LivonLabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, Labs.com.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where we use oxygen for the power of good.
Welcome back. So today is the last day on the air for me this week because I'm going to be traveling out west. Anybody who's in the Los Angeles area, hit me up on Facebook and maybe we can meet up. I'm going to be there for a couple weeks working with Quest. We will be doing shows from there. So we'll have some shows next week as well. We'll release the information on Facebook as we get closer. I want to mention something. There's a fantastic blog post on the Thrive Protein website. THRIVProtein.com, written by the brilliant Adele Musa, When the RDA is Not Enough. It's about protein consumption. You must read it. It's fantastic. It's insightful, and it will really resonate with many of you who understand the need for more protein in the diet. That's all I've got today. That's it. I'm going to say goodbye, and we'll talk to you from Los Angeles. Thank you for listening today, and don't forget to check out WholeShare. WholeShare.com. And of course, All American EFX Sports. Go to superhumanradio.com and click any one of the AAEFX banner ads to learn more about their products, Carbolin and Crealkalin. And also, go to Ask the Scientist and ask Dr. Jeff a question. And if we use your question on a future Science for Humans, you'll get a special gift from him because he is the supplement Santa. All right, talk to everybody next week. Thanks for listening today.